When Bill Dugan goes to Detroit Tigers games, he brings his baseball glove and a ball bag. And he's a grown-up. He runs a small business, and he does a little acting, and he catches foul balls.
I guess I do get into it. I can't say I'm not going to say I don't.
Sometimes Dugan catches a few foul balls, and sometimes he catches more than a few.
I did manage in 0-2 to get 4 during batting practice and then 4 during a game. There was hardly anyone there. Back in 0-2, the Tigers didn't have a very good record. So the stadium was pretty empty. Had there been a crowd, someone else would have had it way before I would even get to it.
So Bill Dugan is serious about acquiring baseballs, either by catching them or picking them up after they've stopped rolling, but not too serious.
I don't want to push anybody or fight over any kind of baseball or anything like that. If somebody else is closer, you know, let them have it.
Dugan was at the ballpark on Monday, and he had no reason to think that night would be special. He found a seat without difficulty in his favorite section of Tiger Stadium.
That day happened to be hardly anyone in that area at all. It's section 126, and that's pretty much where I sit, right behind home plate, a little to the right. There's a lot of foul balls hit that area.
And as usual, Dugan caught some of them. All right, foul ball number one. How'd that happen?
There was one that was barehanded. It was either the first or second one. It was kind of like up in the air. It either bounced off the glass above me to either the media room or the suites. The second one bounced off the concourse, and then I caught that one with a mitt. I don't want to take anything away from the guys that catch the real foul balls out there in left field. I'm kind of cheating. I mean, these balls are just coming to me, you know, over the backstop. And then the third one, I believe, was the same thing. The fourth one was off the upper concourse, bounced back.
You'll recall that Dugan's record had been 4 game-used foul balls in a day. Now he has 4 foul balls in his possession, and his cup, or at least his ball bag, is about to runneth over.
The fifth one came pretty much straight to me. I couldn't even have moved anywhere else to be in a better spot. I just stood up, and it pretty much came right at me.
So the count is at 5. 5 foul balls. So good for Dugan, right? Well, sure, but better for the kids sitting near Dugan at the ballpark, because while Dugan likes to catch foul balls, and he used to number and display them, now he's discovered a better plan.
I've given most of them away. Sometimes I'll give them away at the end of the game, during the game, you know, while the Tigers are, while they're leaving to go hit the locker rooms after a game. The kids are all down there scurrying, trying to get a ball, asking the groundskeepers to throw them a ball. I'll pull a ball out, you know, because you know they're not going to get one at that time. And, you know, you see their face. They just get so excited and overwhelmed with it.
The kids on hand for Monday's 5 foul ball game were excited. But in this respect, at least, Monday wasn't Dugan's most successful day.
I want to say it was either last year or the year before. I handed this kid a ball, and I've never seen someone so excited. It was like, wow, this kid just lost it. He was just freaked. And it's like, oh, my God. And he was jumping around. He ran and got his dad. His dad came and thanked me. And I'm thinking, I don't know, it was just a ball. I didn't know he was going to get that excited.
But how great that he did, right? What fun that in these days when half the people at a ball game are so busy tweeting or taking selfies that they miss the game entirely, a little kid still goes nuts when somebody gives him a ball that came off the bat of a bigger kid, a major leaguer. I guess the lesson of the story is that providing a kid with joy beats bringing home a baseball. And, of course, the other lesson is if you're a kid in Detroit, where you want to sit at the ballpark is right next to Bill Dugan.